I was researching film industry and how can tech help integrate it into a film industry. So during my research, I figured out that in the film industry, there aren't many data-driven approaches. At first, the idea of Nolan was to create a community for screenwriters and storytellers to share and sell their script to big and not so big production companies, because there's a gap between writers, storytellers, and that production companies. Even if you have like award-winning idea and story, we will not be able to reach that production company.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the EVN Disrupt podcast. My name is Najat Zatharyan. I'm the editor of the tech section here at EVN Report. Our guest this week was Khachik Gharibyan, the co-founder and CTO of Nolan AI. Nolan AI is an end-to-end platform for assisting screenwriters, producers, and directors in the pre-production phase of filmmaking. We spoke about how their product uses AI to help in the creative process of writing screenplays and also generating images of scenes based on the script to help visualize the story even before filming begins. Lastly, we had a fun conversation about whether or not AI systems are capable of being creative and where creativity originates from. Thank you for listening. Khachik, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you for inviting.
Let's start with a little bit of your background. Tell me about how you got into the world of engineering and tech entrepreneurship.
Sure. So my first profession is pharmacist.
Okay.
But when I first saw the computer, I was 8 years old. I fall in love. And I wrote my first code when I was 8. And it was fascinating for me. So after my military service, I decided to deeply dive into software development. And since 2008, I've been working as a software engineer, and almost 10 years, I've been working with early and mid-stage startups across the globe, Europe, Asia, USA, in the fields, ed tech, legal tech, supply chain, health tech. Some startups were successful. Some of them, of course, failed. One of the startups was acquired by HubSpot. Another one raised almost $10 million when I was in a lead team during development of that startup.
And then today you're marrying sort of two worlds together, which is common in tech, I guess, which is the world of like cinema and movies and theaters and the world of tech. So was the second side, or I should say the first side, like the world of cinema, something that was a passion of yours always as well?
As I mentioned, I've been in software development almost more than decades, but my passion and hobby always was a films, how they are making, all that film magic that's happening behind the scene and when you're seeing that in a big movie theaters. And based on that passion, I decided to dive into how can technology merged into a film industry. And I often ask myself, if I would ever take a risk and start a startup, if yes, what field it would be? And the answer always was film industry.
Do you think if Armenia had like a burgeoning film industry when you were growing up, you might have ended up in that sector over tech?
Oh, yes. Yeah. I wish.
What part of the film stack, if you will, would you want to be a part of?
Any part of that, because each part of the filmmaking, it's a crazy experience. Writers, how they are envisioning the old story as a script, and writing a script, it's kind of hard because in case of a books, you have like unlimited number of pages. You don't have to struggle with that. Yeah. But in case of writing a script for a film, you need to fit everything in 100 pages. And if you convert it to the book format, it will be even less.
Yeah.
But you need to fit into the story, characters, arc, narrative, etc., etc. It's kind of like hard process.
Yeah. There's this great saying of something like, I didn't have enough time to write this out the way I wanted to, so I wrote the long version instead of the short one, because it's so much harder to write something concisely and in a short manner than if you have 10,000 words to write, right? And in many ways, like, I think, like, engineering is so easy to map onto other fields, because, like, when you, as you were just now explaining, like, the intricacies of the entire, like, film development process, it feels a lot of, like, there's a lot of overlap with, from a procedural perspective, with product development. So it's like, and just in terms of, like, the processes of making something at the end that,
well, if you convert anything into, like, I don't know, data-driven solution or the software development, definitely you can do that. Mm-hmm. The next question will be, should you do that? Hmm. Will it bring a value to people who are doing? Because there is a joke in a startup world when they're saying, build it and they will come.
Right.
Yeah, but usually they're saying it's as a joke.
Right.
But in case of Nolan, that's how it happened.
Yeah. So that's a great segue. Tell us what is Nolan?
So,
and why did you guys decide to build this?
Yeah. I already mentioned I was researching film industry and how can tech help and integrate it into a film industry. So during my research, I figure out that in a film industry, there is no, there aren't many data-driven approaches. While big studios have their tech company, like tech segments, Warner Brothers, Netflix, Paramount, but it's still not enough. At first, the idea of Nolan was to create a community for screenwriters and storytellers to share and sell their script to big and not so big production companies, because there's a gap between writers, storytellers, and that production companies. Even if you have like award-winning idea and story, we will not be able to reach that production companies, because it's closed business. Mm-hmm. Then if you don't know how industry standard of the screenwriting is working, they will just throw away your story. You need to find an agent who will take a percentage to connect you with film production companies, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. A lot of struggle. So I decided to build a platform where I can connect with all that people. But how to do that? How to convince people and writers that they need to join to this platform and do whatever they need to do. Mm-hmm. So I decide to take a different approach. So instead of creating a platform for community, I decide to build a tool that will be so valuable and so helpful for writers and storytellers that they will just share with mouth of word to anybody. And that's how I can reach out to production companies, because if it goes to viral, mm-hmm. then production companies will know about that.
Right.
So officially we're saying we'll launch Nolan March 25, like publicly available, because I built
last year,
2023. Yeah. Because I was doing that prototyping like before that. And after 3 days, out of nowhere, we got 600 people. When I opened the Google Analytics, I'm saying like, interesting. What kind of date filter is there? And I'm saying like, no, it's just like last 3 days and 600 people, 20 people were live. And they start like reaching out. What can I do with this? What can I do with that? Can I export this, et cetera, et cetera? And in about a few weeks, one producer contacted with me, with my co-founder, because when we got all this traction and people start reaching out, I just call my friend who've been working in Silicon Valley for 10 years, running through a bunch of startups. Says like, Anna, I need help. I have this traction, I have this tool, but I just need to figure out what next. Mm-hmm. I need to talk with people and understand their struggle and needs, because it's not just like First, I thought it was because all this open AI boom, et cetera, et cetera. I thought like in a couple of days, the traction will be down. But instead of going down, it started increasing. So one guy from Hollywood reached out. He's a producer who's been working on X-Men and Armageddon in the special effects department. And then he becomes to independent producer in small production companies. So we start talking with him, and he start telling us like writing is good, but there is a lot of things that Nolan might help us. For instance, do you know what is the breakdown? Do you know what is the coverage? How scheduling works? How budgeting works, etc., etc. I flew to LA and met with him and with all their production companies, and then I start learning like real struggle, what kind of problem they have. And now we have more than 20,000 users, and we make just a small pivot from script writing to full automation of pre-production development stage of the filmmaking.
So it's like an end-to-end solution for pre-production work.
Yes. Yeah.
And this fits three categories of users, right? Like screenwriters, directors, and producers?
Yes.
Let's start with screenwriters. What's the value add, and how do screenwriters use the platform today?
Sure. So there's a several ways when you are writing a script, right? Just an idea, or you have a treatment, or you have a contract to writing a script. So during this strike period, we got a lot of resistance from the writers because they were saying like, oh, this is another AI tool that is stealing a job, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We say, guys, just look it. It's not stealing a job. It's not about that. And Nolan can't and will not write full-length script by its own,
right?
Because it's just a machine.
It's an AI.
It's an AI. There is no emotions. And from my standpoint, AI is a valuable tool, but AI can't be next Freddie Mercury or
Christopher Nolan. Or Christopher Nolan.
Yeah. Or Stanley Kubrick.
Yeah.
Say anyone. Because they have this sparkle. They have this thing that you can sit for 3 hours in this theater and say, wow, this is crazy. And start thinking about of that. What is doing Nolan? It's helping you. Imagine like you have professional writer friend who's sitting always nearby, and you can ask anything you want.
Yeah.
Or for instance, you're writing a dialogue between two characters and you're feeling that there is something is missing. You're thinking like there's something missing. And there is this writer block. And what is doing Nolan is just like giving you an ideas. Like, what if you do this, what if you do that? I'm a software engineer, and that's how I'm interacting with an AI. And I don't think AI will steal my job. It will boost my process, and it will doing my process. Instead of doing some manual work and remembering some syntaxes of the code, I'm just saying like, hey, fix this code, and that's it. Because it's not about remember everything,
right.
Syntaxes. You can brainstorm, you can do any type of a thing. But at the end, it's writer's decision to keep that AI part or get rid of that AI part and write everything since he's already got an idea. That's how people work using Nolan.
How for writers, how is it better tuned to do like creative script writing and things of that nature as compared to a traditional AI system like ChatGPT or Claude or all these things? Because I could enter ChatGPT and also speak to it about like a scene that I'm writing, right? So
yes.
what do you guys do that's extra, that's special for the writers?
So we are keeping all industry standards. And so in case of entering into a ChatGPT and say like, hey, I want like 10 scenes, some action drama, etc., etc., it will give you for sure, yes. But what is doing a Nolan, it's not only keeping all that industry standards, the ethical thing against AI, but it's also keeping your writing style. So if you're writing in this way, AI will try to suggest you the way how you are writing. And also from starting writing a script, you can like have several version of drafts. You can always roll back the old history and do a little tune up. So it's just the application for writers to have their working environment and integrated with AI.
And you guys have done some prompt engineering, I'm assuming, so that it so that things like remembering the writing style and stuff is always kept in memory of the AI system.
Some of the part, yes. Some of the part is the prompt engineering. Some of the part is fine tuning. But we're not using anything that user already created because there is a lot of resources and we have all the resources like from A to Z, from our award winning to bad movies, because you need to have this good and bad on your weights.
Right.
And we're fine-tuning based on the best standards. There's a Blake Snyder Save the Kid Cat Beat Sheet and a lot of other books. So we're following that guidelines and that rules. Right. It's not just a wrapping on GPT or whatever.
It's like tools like GPT are obviously very general and like fit like a, so when you want to get into a more like niche field or just like a specific sector and you want to build for the needs of it, there's, that's where all that customization work that you guys are doing comes in.
The good side of this kind of companies like OpenAI, Anthropic, or the other AI tools, they are giving you opportunity to build something for someone because they build the generic AI modules and they are providing their solutions. You just need to use it.
That's right.
You know how to use it.
Absolutely. So that's writers. Now, what do the producers do with Nolan AI?
So producers, let's say producer have a script. They already have well-written script. Now, they need to figure out what do they need to convert that script into a feature film or TV show.
Okay.
So the first step is breakdown of the script. What it's mean, it means like they are breaking down the script scene by scene and figuring out what kind of props do you need. Is there like how many characters participating for this scene? For instance, if we say this room, there's a three characters, one laptop, one cup, all this, all that stuff is a prop and you need to have all of that.
And the AI system is extracting these entities automatically from it.
What in an old school way, how they are doing, they're taking that script, Xeroxing it, taking like markers and highlighting all that stuff one by one. But with Nolan, instead of like spending this manual work, you just can click and within a few minutes, it will break down all your script and you just need to review it because... Still, even it's an AI, it's not 100% accurate. So there need to be a human eye to review that, change, or maybe it will miss something. And you just need to adjust it instead of like spending a days on that.
But it speeds things up a lot.
And once breakdown is ready, now you need to figure out how you need to schedule your shooting. Because let's imagine there is two scenes at the same location, but one is the start of the story, another one is the end of the story. So the scheduling will be how to organize your shooting and shooting a first and last scene on the same location and reserve that location for, I don't know, 3 days or 4 days and figure out what kind of props do you need for shooting that, but you already have because you did a breakdown. Now you need to figure out cast, who should be involved that, where it should be, because maybe you are shooting a scene in downtown of the New York, which will be very expensive. Maybe you can shoot that behind the green screen or in the big, now in Toronto, there is a big 3D screens where you can do a Mandalorian. Star Wars Mandalorian was shot in that way on the big screen, not the green screen. Then... when you have a scheduling. Now, you need to pitch to production companies, right? Because you're a producer, you can be participate in a small production company, but that at the end, you need to sell your film to big production companies to for, let's say, Netflix or for Amazon Prime, Apple Plus, etc.
For wide distribution.
Yeah, for wide or worldwide distribution. Yeah. So for that, you need to have a script coverage. What is that? It's scoring of your script, breaking down of characters, what kind of character, because characters are very important. There should be memorable, not like boring ones. And that script coverage, how usually they are doing that, they are hiring some interns who's just learning the filmmaking. Mm-hmm. And there is a lot of human errors because someone can be in a bad mood and do script coverage in the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
And what will happen after, writer will start digging into a script, figure out where is that problem that someone during the coverage is mentioning about that problem. So what is doing Nolan, it's automatically doing all your coverage reporting and without, of course, emotions, since it's a machine.
It's an AI.
Yeah, it's an AI. And human can just review it.
Right.
So that in turn, instead of like start struggling, reading all that script again and again and again, can have all that coverage, review it, adjust it, change it, and then after move to the next level.
Hmm.
And if you are independent writer, there's a situation if you writing something, giving someone from big production company, they will say, yeah, script is great. Now, can you build a pitch deck? Mm-hmm. Writer has nothing to do with pitch deck. He doesn't even know what is the pitch deck. And what they are doing usually, they are struggling, going to learn how to build a pitch deck, etc., etc. What doing Nolan, covering that part. So instead of like struggling how to build a pitch deck, we already have all pre-created templates. That pitch deck is connected to your script, connected to your coverage. And instead of like spending an hour struggling with pictures, saying like, I don't like this, I don't like that, you just click it, integrate it, and within like 30 minutes, you can create a pitch deck. I can show an example that's a real example. This pitch deck was built, friend of mine, daughter, who has nothing to do with AI.
Yeah.
With film.
With film, yeah.
Yeah. I ask her, use Nolan and build a pitch deck.
Mm-hmm. I'll try to explain it to our listeners because there's no video here. Wow, that's stunning.
And this is all built with Nolan.
Yeah, so it's a pitch deck of like some 15, 16 slides of sharing like the synopsis and the characters of the movie and the locations and things like that. And there's really beautiful artwork that I'm assuming is AI generated.
Mm-hmm.
Really, really stunning, like scenery and stuff. So you guys are not only doing text generation, you're also capturing the story that's being uploaded to your platform or being written using your platform, and then generating imagery to complement it.
Yes, one aspect of the pre-production process is the storyboarding.
Yeah,
when director sitting with a storyboard artist and they are going through scene by scene, figuring out how to shoot that frames. Mm-hmm. In a big budget movies, you can afford that. But if you are an independent filmmaker or you just want to figure out the idea, how can it work? You will That's come really with the blog, how to figure out that. So
yeah,
with Nolan, you're just clicking it.
Yeah,
it's going through all your script and generating not only images, and it's even suggesting how you should shoot particular scene. Mm. For instance, should it be like aerial view, or it should be a wide shot, or it should be a pan or camera close. And based on that information, it's generating the sketches as a visuals, and you are getting to That's know how your script will looks wow. like. And the bright side of that, we are able to keep the character consistent.
I was just going to ask about that.
Yeah. We did that.
Because yeah. That's such a hard problem.
It's but there's tricks. There is a ways to do that.
With your platform, it's easy. Like it just does
just
it automatically.
Just want to click. You don't have to do anything.
Wow.
There's a just, it's saying like sketch all scenes. You're just clicking it and it will say like, grab some coffee. I will send you an email when it's done.
Wow.
So it's doing everything on a back end and that's sending information.
I'm writing a book right now, and I'm trying to illustrate it using AI. But and I've spent months trying to get consistent characters, even with like all the --seed something, like all the like prompt tricks that there are in for Midjourney and Stable Diffusion. But I like just absolutely have not been able to get it to like a really consistent level. Like sometimes they kind of look alike, but so could I dump my book into Nolan AI and get
I really like characters? You mentioned about the writing, because we have a good friend from Ireland who is a writer, novelist, and he started using Nolan and convert a book into a screenplay.
Oh.
Yeah, and I'm really looking forward to see how he's going to use that, because in our roadmap, we have this idea that converting a novel into a screenplay.
Yeah.
And I really want to do that, because a lot of films, excuse me, my words are shit when they are converting novel to a screenplay.
Yeah.
And I want to have something that will bring a way more value. That's rather than this, whatever they are doing.
My book is in Armenian. I'm assuming that it won't work.
Oh.
But I could translate it.
Well, right now we're supporting English. Fully English, but now we're going to expand and start supporting different languages.
Yeah, that's really interesting. I was just starting to think, like, with I'm sure you've seen how well Claude works for Armenian, for example.
Yeah.
I wonder if it could do entity extraction well enough, like, to get props and stuff, like, from a script and stuff, and identify those as and create a list of
Claude
for Armenian.
Oh, I didn't try Armenian. Yeah.
Because it works really well for Armenian.
So I know it works on Russian.
Uh-huh.
It works on Spanish and Portuguese.
Those are massive languages.
Yeah, but Claudia in a better, best one, like working with Armenian.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to try that. As you were explaining that, I also started thinking, like, it opens up a whole new, like, I could become a comic book writer.
Yeah.
Without being because typically comic book writers are also great artists, like drawers.
Mm-hmm.
But now I could just write the script, I could write the dialogue between the characters, and use your platform to generate the strips, the comics.
Yes. Well.
Same idea, kind of.
Yeah.
I know that's not what you guys are focused on, but the
thing
is,
we're going to allow that very soonish with this. Storyboard updates, because the thing that we did with character consistency, it's only accessible with early access with particular people who are testing it out. So we got very, very positive response. So we're going to expand that and support the comic book stuff.
When are you guys planning?
Hard to tell. We have a lot of things.
Are you familiar with the topic of world building?
You're talking about the gaming?
Not necessarily gaming. It's more like fantasy writers and stuff. Like, for example, Lord of the Rings, Tolkien built the universe in which, like, the characters from the Lord of the Rings exist. There's the Harry Potter universe. So, like, for listeners who might not know, that's known as world building. So it's the idea of, like, creating some geographic place that doesn't necessarily exist in real life with its own.
Actually, we don't have particularly such kind of a feature. Because it's the way that you can do an expansion of Nolan, but we're not there yet.
Mm-hmm.
But we have this brainstorming feature where you can talk with AI and build that world for your script.
Mm.
For instance, when I was testing out that, I'm saying, like, hey, can you explain, can you describe flora and fauna in distant planet in Alpha Centauri galaxy? And it's writing starts, a lot of things and like, nice. Now I can pick something from there and start using in my script.
Yeah, that's interesting. And then you could apply the visual elements of that too with your image.
You can apply visual elements directly into your script. Just highlight the text and say, like, draw the scene.
Yeah.
And it will draw it for you. But when you extract the script, it will get rid of all your drafts or your comments and keep, like, industry standard.
Yeah. So, the next, like, natural question is, 2024, we've seen the first, like, really fantastic, high-quality AI-generated videos. And include your face suggests that maybe you don't think it's high quality, but compared to like what we saw last year or 2 years ago,
yeah,
there's like the famous Will Smith eating pasta thing, and it's just like some deformed like face. And I think just now, just yesterday or a few days ago, the first fully generated commercial was released by using Sora, OpenAI's video generation platform, which I think was for Toys R Us, a big toy store chain in the United States and actually in many countries. What do you think about that possibility? Does that new technology give you guys an opportunity to integrate something into your stack that will create value for users?
I'm looking forward to digging into creating a video with Sora or with another type, because I was, well, Sora is private.
You not don't yet have
released, public access. Yeah, there is a Runway ML. I played with it a lot. It's not bad, but it's not doing the thing that I want.
Yeah. Really.
And you need to, you have to like struggle a lot. But once the technology will be better, that would be a next level of for Nolan, because we have script from A to Z, break down everything. We have locations, we have schedules,
and yeah,
we can generate a movie or like not just like full length movie. I would say like concept of the movie in ideation stage and see how it works. Even you can do A-B testing.
Yeah.
Because right now, how it's happening, they're shooting a movie and doing like test screening. You heard a lot, you read a lot, like Aquaman goes to a lot of reshooting because of the test screening was bad, et cetera, et cetera. Now, instead of spending hundreds of millions of dollars on that things, you can have a concept,
right?
Show the concept, and based on that concept, start shooting.
Yeah,
it will increase the quality of the content. It will reduce headaches and costs.
For sure. Yeah. That opens up a whole new world. That's fascinating. We didn't talk about directors. Is there an aspect of how directors use this that we haven't touched on yet? Something unique to their use case?
Directors involved with all of them. Directors are involved in storyboarding. Yeah. Directors are involved in scriptwriting, because directors tightly work with storyboard artists and with writers.
Right.
So they are directing.
Right. Yeah. So they touch the whole part of the stack. Yeah. Okay. Fascinating. The marketplace that you touched on earlier, does that exist today on the platform?
As a visual, as a website or as an application, no. But now we have these connections. Mm-hmm. We have writers in our platform and we have a producers. And one of the part of doing this competition, it's some sort of a marketplace.
It is, yeah.
Because now, instead of just connecting anyone, they're going to work in a real product, in a real world, which will gonna be will goes to small screens, big screens, very soonish.
Yeah.
They can be a part of that.
Right. You said something earlier that was really interesting. You said, you know, today, like the AI model is still, it's just a machine, right? Like it's a machine that will reiterate, you know, things that's been in its training data that it's familiar with, et cetera. And like, it can't get there's a certain like really unique creative touch that really brilliant genius filmmakers like the Nolans of the world have. And that's why like a Nolan film has a Nolan signature to it. Like even if you didn't know it was maybe made by Nolan, if you were like a student of the industry, a student of film, maybe you would recognize it as Nolan, if Nolan-esque, if you saw it without knowing any more information about it. Do you think AI, maybe not today, but do you think this idea of like creativity purely driven by AI, like the ability for an AI system to be genuinely creative in a way that might be surprising to us, because that's also something that creativity is, right? It's a feeling of surprise of how interesting or exceptional something is, somehow unique something is. Do you think that's something that we'll see in the near future?
I think this question is following to everyone last maybe 100 years. If you read any sci-fi novelists or watch a movies like iRobot, Terminator, well, in iRobot, there is an ethical part when the robot is like good guy. In the Terminator, it's just eliminate all world.
Yeah.
Be be the movie with Robin Williams when he born as a robot and at the end he's dying as a human.
Okay.
Yeah, so that moral dilemma is following to everyone.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, right now, if I say, I will say no. Because I can't imagine AI right now to become, as I mentioned, like next Freddie Mercury or next Kubrick or Nolan or anyone,
no.
The geniuses or like Tolkien.
Do you think that's because there's something fundamentally special about human beings and like our wiring and our structure that allows creativity to be born out of? Or do you think, like, okay, I guess this is how you would position the debate. Like, you either think creativity is a result of data, like even someone who is uniquely creative today has just seen so many creative things in the past and been influenced by so many things in the past that they can produce something interesting today, or they're just like born inherently with something in them that makes them uniquely creative.
If we're saying like life experience as a data,
yeah.
If we convert life for experience, sure, yeah, as a data, then yes. But still, AI seeing the world with ones and zeros. But if you have a look at the biography to anyone who was a brilliant, who is a brilliant, they have a tough life. Or they have passed through such kind of a things to become who they are become in the future or now.
Like adversary is a requirement, yeah, to being,
and now,
brilliantly creative.
Now it's the same thing when you know the theory, but you are didn't ever use that in a practice.
Yeah.
You don't know how to use it.
Right.
Because you never use it in a practice.
Right.
So
right.
AI knows the theory.
Yeah, it's interesting. Like if you look at, like Disney is considered to be like a staple of creativity. It's subjective. Like people can have different opinions, but it's at a minimum widely considered. But if you look at, you can like trace back stories to like the Greeks, like the ancient Greeks and stuff that have tints of like Disney-esque stories and stuff. So it kind of feels like it feels like all the great creators, whether that be artists, filmmakers, writers, their inspiration has come from their quote unquote pre-training. Like, you know, they spent the first 18, 20 years of their life being exposed to all the things that they were exposed to. And that was their training in the sense of the AI world. And then they launch from there to their like creative output, which is based on their experiences. That's what makes me kind of optimistic that AI will eventually be able to do really creative works just based on data. Like creativity is fundamentally data driven.
Do you know where Tarantino was working before start doing the films?
No.
In a VHS rental store.
Okay.
He has nothing to do with the film industry. But
isn't
then,
a VHS store part of the it's like adjacent to the film,
yeah,
industry?
But he didn't go to like writing school or something and so
right,
whatever,
right, right.
But based on his experience and how he's seeing the world.
Right.
Because of that, he's a genius.
100%. Couldn't agree more. But like the data, like film school is a technical part, right? Like the.
It's a theory.
It's the exactly, yeah. So like your lived experience is the pre-training data. And AI can, in theory, have the pre-training data to be creative, maybe. Like, for example, if you look at literary traditions, right? Like the Russian literary tradition focuses a lot on literature around like psychological topics, like Dostoevsky and like authors of that nature. English literary tradition focuses on like governing structures, power. I think those things come from their national cultures, which is again, suggests that it's just data, right?
Everything is data.
Everything is data, yeah. Yeah. So that's why I think maybe there will want, that's why I think AI will fundamentally be able to be creative.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that. Let's say in 5 years or
I'll invite you again in 5 or 10 years to, to
okay,
talk
cool.
about that.
I'm looking forward to it.
Two more questions and we can wrap
sure.
up. What's your favorite movie?
My favorite movie? That's my favorite question because I'm asking that question in interviews. So there can't be one favorite movie because there is a 100 years of filmmaking and every like generation and every genre has its own masterpiece, like especially for me. But I can answer this. When you ask me what is your favorite movie, what first movie was that come in my mind?
Okay.
It was Christopher Nolan's Memento.
Okay.
Have you watched that?
No, I haven't.
You have to.
I will.
Like, it's mind-blowing.
Okay.
I never seen such kind of movie. Even, like, it's a low-budget movie. It's an independent film movie.
Yeah. As I'm assuming the name of the company is inspired by Christopher Nolan?
Yeah. Honoring him.
Yeah. Last question. Where do you hope to see Nolan AI in 5 years?
I don't know. I guess become an industry standard. And help a lot of people to bring their ideas, stories to life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's happening right now. I think there are at least 10 movies that I know that now in development, writing, and pre-production stage with Nolan.
Wow, fantastic. Yeah, that's a huge milestone for just 18 months of being around.
It is.
Yeah, incredible. We hope you'll come back on to tell us about how the company continued to develop. Thank you so much, Hajik.
And thank you for inviting. Appreciate it.